From Hollywood, it's the Smiley Burnett Show.
Well, I might have gone fishing.
Might have gone fishing.
Got to thinking it over.
Thinking it over.
The road to the river.
Ooh, it's a mighty long way.
It's a mighty long way.
It's the Smiley Burnett Show, transcribed with music by the Whippoorwills, songs by Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, yours truly, Joe Slattery, and starring the clown prince of Western pictures, Smiley Burnett. Now, here he is, that well-known self-made man, Smiley Burnett.
Hey!
Yes, sir. Well, say, listen, Smiley, you know something a lot of folks have been writing in, wanting to know something about you. Could I ask you a few questions?
Well, don't tell them too much. What'd you
want? Well, for instance, how old are you?
I'm 35.
What's your ambition?
To be 36. That's enough. That's enough. Oh, hey, gang. Hey, listen. I got a good joke on old Slim Wilson.
You have?
Yeah, good joke on him. Now, you all hear Slim singing on these show, folks. Well, a while back, I took Slim and his girl to dinner. Yep. Well, sir, boy, they laughed at me when I talked to the waiter in French. You know, they didn't know I told the waiter to give old Slim the check.
Yeah.
You know, Smiley, I've been studying history lately. It's very fascinating.
Oh, what were you reading about?
Well, for instance, I was reading how Columbus traveled 2,000 miles on a galleon.
Look, don't you go believing all you hear about them foreign automobiles, Joe. It's all true. I get interested in history once in a while myself. Now, for instance, I can tell you that when General Lee surrendered to General Grant, he was dressed in his underwear. I remember that.
Now, Smiley, anybody'd know that's not right.
Yes, it is, too. I got the little book right here to prove it. Look here, look here. It says right here, at the time of Lee's surrender, the Confederate general wore a brand new uniform while General Grant was dressed in a very old Union suit.
All right, you know so much about history. Now, boys, listen to this. Listen, he knows so much about history. Smiley, can you tell me what the former ruler of Russia was called?
Yep, yep, he was called a czar.
Well, now, that's right. Well, what did they call his wife?
Tarzana.
You're amazing. You're really amazing. That's right.
Yeah.
What did they call his children?
Sardines.
Oh, my goodness.
My baby left me at the station. She didn't say where she was bound. I only know she's gone and left me another lover. How she's found.
She's gone, but not forgotten. All she left was memory. I know I'll never have another to share this lonely life with me.
For many years, her love I cherished. I never dreamed she'd be untrue. But love is like the changing seasons. All parted gals are never true.
She's gone, but not forgotten. All she left was memory. I know I'll never have another to share this lonely life with me.
Robin,
for she's gone, but not forgotten. All she left was memory. I know I'll never have another to share this lonely, lonely life with me.
Hey, Roy Lanham?
Yeah.
Wasn't that one of your tunes?
Yeah, that's one of my numbers.
How come you'd write a song like that, huh?
Well, you see, I lost my cow, you know.
You did? Gone but not forgotten, huh?
Yeah.
What an inspiration for a song. Oh, let's all talk about somebody, shall we? I tell you what let's do. Let's let the announcer talk about somebody and talk about our sponsor.
Yeah.
Sure, talk about our sponsor.
Thank you.
whippoorwills. Boy, you did a good job on that.
Thank you, Smiley.
Anybody seen our girlfriend around here?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, there he is. Hi, gorgeous.
Hello, Smiley.
I think we ought to look for a good tune from you today. How about Ghost of a Chance?
All right, fine. I need your love so badly. I love you, oh, so madly. But I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. I thought at last I had found you, but other love surround you, and I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. If you'd surrender just for a tender kiss or two, you might discover that I'm the lover meant for you, and I'd be true. But what's the good of scheming? Dreaming, 'cause I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you.
Oh, that was nice. I'm glad I was here to hear that. Really, so gather around, boys. I got to tell you something. Listen to this. Old Tookie Treach, he invited me to take a ride in his new buggy the other day.
Oh.
Yeah, red and, oh, it's mighty pretty. So I said, well, now, why don't we ride out to visit with Emerson Burnett? You know, Emerson, he's going to have a car before long, and I might want to take a ride in it or something. Me and Shens took Hooker while we was over there to look at it about a week ago, and, well, he didn't have much of it put together then. It only lacks a few parts. You see, he lives only about a quarter of a mile from the High Dock Railroad crossing, and the last few smash-ups over there didn't have nothing to fit it, so it may take a little while to get exactly what he wants. Well, he's going to have a car, though, yeah. With the little coax in here, I can sing. Just coax me just a little more. All right, now that you've twisted my arm, I'll play the music here. Life's a peculiar thing. Strange is this song that I sing. Why is it a country boy craves boulevards and city boys moan for a grassy backyard? It's not knowing what you want that makes living so hard. Ain't life swell? Now a cow is the very same way. You can bring her the finest of hay. You can carry cracked corn till you've worn out your arm. She'll turn up her nose and kick down the barn. End up eating turnips on some neighbor's farm. Ain't life swell? Some folks are batty sometimes. They don't seem to know their own mind. For only 12 cents I could get for them now a can of nice milk, and much cheaper, I vow, than a spending all day milking an old crazy cow. Ain't life swell? Now cows are dumb like a fox. They eat all their food from a box. They take a big bite and they chew it all day. They get all they want and they don't have to pay. But my face would be long if I had to eat hay. Ain't life swell? Everybody had fun today? Hello, Joe.
Hi, Smiley.
Say, do you know the definition of a waffle?
No, what's the definition of a waffle?
That's a non-skid pancake.
We gotta go!
Yes, sir, we gotta go, folks. We'll be back soon. Till then, this is Smiley Burnett saying, speak well of me, and I'll dare you to talk about me.
Bye now.
You've been listening to the Smiley Burnett Show with Sweet Georgia Brown and the Gay Rancheros, music by the Whippoorwills, and starring Smiley Burnett, Joe Slattery speaking. The Smiley Burnett Show is produced and transcribed in Hollywood.